Somebody gave me this word on January 4th, 2017. I stuck it in my Bible, so please forgive me if I don't remember who it is. I know you'll confess here in a minute. It says, I am rolling out the red carpet before you. My authority is upon you. You must begin to walk in the authority I have placed upon you. Speak what I say. Go where I send you. You must move in this season. Many have been held in captivity to secret sins, lusts, and desires that trapped you. I have freed you. This is the season you must begin to walk forth in my anointing and in my power. You are not in captivity. I have already freed you. Go forth in my freedom. Do not believe the lies of the past. I am here. I am with you here and now. The past is behind you. Leave it there. Go forth and receive all I have for you in this season. All have been called, but few will walk where I've called you to walk. Come up higher. Come into my presence with praise and worship. See me scatter the enemy before you. It's in my presence you will rule and reign. My power will flow through you to set the captives free. It's not by your might or by your power, but by my spirit, declares the Lord. This is a season of awakening. Awaken and go forth in my spirit, my anointing. You will break through in power. My signs, my wonders will be seen in the earth. I'm releasing my children to go forth and release my glory and power in the earth. Who gave that to me? Okay. What was the Lord saying to you when you...
That's what he was saying to me.
How did you
but
receive
it? I gave it to you because I felt like that was not just... Because you were talking that day. And
I looked at it several times, but I didn't have a name on it, so I just took it to be from the Lord. I received it. How many received that word?
Yes.
Hope everybody did. This is a word for us. It's interesting that God says, you are not in captivity. I have already freed you. How many feel like sometimes you got chains on you? How many know the devil has convinced us that we can go from being in captivity to being free willy-nilly? And I'm here to tell you tonight, that's not the case. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. So once freedom happens, it's almost an impossibility to go back and be in bondage unless you want to be in bondage. If you want to be in bondage, you can be in bondage. It's very easy. Just stop believing you're free. You hear me? You want to believe you're in bondage, all you have to do is say, I'm in bondage. The devil loves that because then we give him permission. Many times you've heard me say the devil is a legal expert. He'll do what you give him the right to do. What you don't give him the right to do, he can't do. Resist the devil, Scripture says, and he'll flee from you. He's not one that will try God's patience because he knows his boundaries. He's betting on the fact that we don't know his boundaries. The enemy is trying to come in through a side door, so we don't know. Because the authority we give him is the only authority he can have. He gets no authority from God. He has no authority on his own. The only authority he's got when we share our authority that God's given us with him. Because we give him the right to come in and give us disdain, discomfort, anger, malice, doubt, unbelief. All of those things are enemies, the enemy's toolbox that he'll use on us if we give him permission. He'll come and rattle the door all the time, but we will not let him in, see? Why? Because we've been made free. Christ led captivity captive. He put forever in chains the demons. The only ones that have to worry about them is the ones that aren't God yet. That's where the battle is, my friend. We go after the lost. That's where the battle is. When we confront the devil in our own lives, we confront him as an authority. We are the authority when the devil comes and attacks us. We're not on equal ground. He's not this big, bad authority that overcomes us. He can't overcome us. When Christ defeated him, he defeated him soundly and completely.
Amen.
See? Open spectacle. And that's forever settled in heaven. It's forever settled with you and I. We have to watch the words of our mouth and what we allow the devil to do. We get tired. Sometimes we get sick. We get hungry for things. We get tempted. And the minute that we give into that stuff, we allow the enemy to slide in just a little bit. Man, if he'll take an inch, he'll take your life. And so to the extent that we've allowed him to do that, we just take authority. It's not the end of things. No temptation, the Bible says, has come upon you, but such is common to man. And in the way of temptation, I've provided a way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. Yes, Danny.
That way, I had a vision here a while back. And they yelled, "Hey, we're free." And the whole prison walked out through the hole in the wall.
Amen. He really has made us free. We're the most complicated piece of machinery we've ever built. We are complicated things. We have a feeling. We have a song. We have a smell. We have something. And it'll click our brain. And we'll go right back to where we were bound. And we'll begin to play with that. And all of a sudden, we find ourselves under the power of the enemy. It can happen so quickly. And we don't know. See, that's why we've got to take every thought. That's why the Bible says, take every thought into captivity under the obedience of Christ. Because a thought can just blossom immediately. It doesn't take long. Because our bodies are physiological. I mean, they just react to thoughts, to suggestions. And it's always going to be that way. We're not going to stop being human until we get to heaven. And so we've got to know how to overcome through this very complicated machine. Am I the only one that's ever come out of a time with the Lord and you just all of a sudden you get hit with the most terrible things? Why? The enemy's trying to take what you just found in God. He's trying to take it. Whatever it is. He don't know what it is, but he could tell you're dangerous to his kingdom. You're dangerous to darkness. You begin to move in that power, and man, he hits you with the most sordid things. And if we can recognize that, we'll overcome it. We won't have to go through all the mess that creates. Immediately taking authority, because we have the Holy Spirit within us. We have the Holy Spirit within us. And a lot of times we pull the Spirit out to kind of do antics for us, you know, to just kind of manifest and make us feel good. Holy Spirit, just make me feel good and remind me how much Jesus loves me. We don't realize the Holy Spirit's in us to protect us and to empower us. So much so to protect and empower that God doesn't want us to do anything without the power of the mighty Holy Spirit within us. His power, His glory, the Holy Spirit of God, all God, not just a spirit to use whenever we get in tight positions, but to lead us and to guide us into all truth. See, John 14, if you'll turn there. John 14. John 14, 12. It's a good thing I didn't give anything to you because we're going a different direction tonight. John 14, 12. Most assuredly I say to you, he believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
The works that I do, he will do also. Say amen.
Amen.
When's the last time you raised anybody from the dead? I see a hand. And greater works than these he will do because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. I mean, taken like that, I mean, in that little three-verse deal, that's a powerful move. Amen. On God's part. That's checkmate. That's, man, if you believe in me, you not only do the works that I do, you'll do greater works. And if you ask anything, I'll do it for you. That's the level that this generation is being asked to walk into. Point your finger like this. How many know you got a 3-point back at yourself? That's you. See? That's you that God's calling, like this word says. This prophetic word. You are not in captivity. I've already freed you. Go forth in my spirit, my anointing, he says. Watch what he goes on to say, because if you just stop at verse 14, you go, man, I've read that so many times, but if you read it together with 15, 16, 17, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Turn over to 26. 14:26. Verse 25 says, these things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Wow. He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Wish I had him in high school. Think about what the Holy Spirit does within us. See, we're baptized in the Holy Ghost. How many people are baptized in the Holy Ghost here? Everybody baptized in the Holy Ghost. How many pray in your prayer language? Wow. So God now wants us to use what we've learned all these years and move up to a higher level. So how many know? Whatever we ask in His name, He'll do. When's the last time you practiced that? Lord, I want to lead somebody to Christ when I go to Kroger today. Okay, I'll bring somebody by you. He's just waiting. This is an all-volunteer army we have here. Come on, someone. We're in the army of God. We sang it tonight. We're in the army of God, but we're in the army of God, and it's volunteer. Who will go for me? Jesus is saying, who will go for me? So we're baptized in the Holy Spirit. We need to give the Holy Spirit His due. Come on, somebody. We need to give Him His due. Chapter 16 of John. Chapter 16 of John. Verse 5, but now I go away to him who sent me, and none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. If I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you, but if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin, of righteousness, of judgment, of sin because they do not believe in me, of righteousness because I go to my Father, and you see me no more, of judgment because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you the things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take care of what is mine and declare it to you. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus. Think about the authority that God has imparted to us. And it lies there every day waiting for someone to pick it up and run with it. See? And the more people that do, the more landscapes change, lands change, people change, demons run, governments are toppled because of the power of the Holy Ghost. Who's here in power? He came. God released him. He said, you can't bear it now. You can't listen to it now. Jesus said, not until I release the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's been released. And look how long He's lived in us. And all of us are praying in the Holy Spirit. Now our expectation needs to be connected with our activity. We expect, we shouldn't be surprised when God does what we're praying. But it's been so long that anything's happened, because the immediate time when we begin to declare the greatness of God and declare what He's going to do, doubt and unbelief and all kinds of things come. And they're much easier to receive than the faith that God gives us that He can overcome them. Much easier for us to move in doubt and unbelief. We're good at that. Come on, someone, we are. We have to, if the power is in God, and the power is in His Word, and the power is in the Holy Spirit, and the power is not working, then something between the power and the release of the power is messed up. Well, any good electrician knows, right, Steve? You got the plug plugged in, and you turn on the switch, and there ain't no power, something between the powerhouse and the plug is going wrong. Come on, somebody. The Holy Spirit within us, and we believe, when we pray and we declare like we did tonight, we can expect that things are going to happen.
Hallelujah.
This is what the Scripture says.
Hallelujah.
Come up higher, come into My presence with praise, the prophetic word says. Come into My presence with praise and worship. See Me scatter the enemy before you.
Hallelujah.
It's in My rule and My reign. In My presence you will rule and reign. My power will flow through you to set the captives free. It's not by your might or your power, but by My Spirit, declares the Lord. Do not believe the lies of the past. Come on, someone. Do not believe the lies of the past. And we've got a call on our life to walk the walk. It's here. The time is now to be released into the whole authority and the whole power of God. The time is now. We can't wait for the next round. Because every time the Holy Spirit pours out and says, now it's time, and we say no, the less people we have. And God doesn't care what numbers we have, but He cares about the fervor. He's just looking for a group of people to take Him at His word. And I say, I'm part of that group. I'm part of that group. The power of the Holy Spirit. Luke 24, turn over there. Luke 24. Luke 24:49 says, Behold, I send the promise of My Father upon you. Tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. The power of the Holy Ghost is absolutely necessary if we're going to win this generation. And He backed that up by pouring out His power in Acts 2. And throughout, we're going through the book of Acts on Sundays, throughout the book of Acts, we see the power and the anointing of Almighty God to reach the lost. All of the power and the anointing was not to make the church feel comfortable. In fact, every time the Spirit of God was poured out, the persecution got tougher. You almost want to say, God, don't pour out Your Holy Spirit just for a little while. Let's get used to this level of. Yes. Well, that thing you're talking about, the mountains, is very appropriate for what we're talking about, because we have mountains in front of us. We believe so long that this is all we can do. This is all the better it's going to get. that we created mountains between us and God's purpose.
And we can't quit. We can't quit.
Yes, amen. Amen. Never give up. Never give up. And we're being called to active duty now. God loves the impossible, and certainly when you look around in this environment that we're living in right now, it's impossible for the church to get its previous glory. It's impossible.
That's when he works the best.
That's right. You know, we've got too many things to overcome. Too many things have been said and done and not said and not done, that we've got to overcome that, the unbelief that's in the world. The world doesn't look at us like they're supposed to, and it's not their fault.
And as a word we heard earlier,
I was asked to go to a business today, a couple businesses, they were having spiritual things happen in the businesses right here in Rochester.
Hallelujah.
And they were having voices speaking, and there was nobody there. And they heard the voice say hello a couple times. Nobody there. And they were all standing around. There was a Cat 4 cable. Is it Cat 4? Is that what it's called? Cat 5. Cat 5 cable. And they were all standing there watching it. And all of a sudden, it was going down. They were going to run it into the basement. And it started to uncoil and move down in the basement like somebody was pulling it from the other end. And there was nobody there. And everybody was saying there was like 4 or 5 people. Very, professional folks. And they said, we need prayer. So when I went in there, I just took authority. And I explained to them, you have the authority. They're Christians. I said, you have the power of attorney. You, when you speak, it's like Jesus speaking. Don't be afraid. Let's take authority over this thing. Because listen, all the enemy can do is harass and try to convince. It's all he can do. And, we spent about a half an hour there or so, and it was like a new place in there. We have to start doing what the Word of God says to do. Yes. And when you're called on, man, you've got to have the goods. You can't just say, I'll pray and stay away. You've got to go and enter the thing and lay hands on people and God's going to do a lot of deliverance on folks.
Amen.
And we're going to have to move in that authority that God's asked us to move in. He's not going to make us. He's not going to force us. He's going to say, go, this is the opportunity I made for you. Yes. No, I was asked to come. Yes, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
The other part of that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I was asked. They knew somebody in the church here that knew that I could. Yeah, that's how that happened. Yes, a hunger for the Word, know what it says. But I'm talking to a bunch of mature Christians. I'm looking out over the sea of mature Christians. And so we all know what the Word of God says. Don't we? Well, we know what it says. And we need to read it again so we know what it says again. And we continually fill ourselves up. But all that's well and good, but now we step out.
Yeah.
Greater works than I do, you will do also. Whatever you ask in my name, that will I do. And I'm like, God, I had not a clue when I walked in there today what I was going to do. I just obeyed the Spirit of God. See, there's the ticket. We think we need to know everything. And the Holy Spirit says, I'll let you know what you need to know. I'll put you in remembrance of all things. I'll tell you what Jesus said when you need to know it.
Amen.
We've gotten this mistake in our generation that we've got to have the education or we've got to have a title or we've got to have something. And God says, no, you just whatever you ask in my name, I'll do. And I'll send the Holy Spirit. He said that, and then he says, I'll send you another helper. The Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth.
All truth.
All truth.
I had a pastor who used to work at somewhere. If we don't, we'll get in trouble.
You remind me of Fuchsia Pickett. You know who that was? Anybody know who Fuchsia Pickett was? Fuchsia Pickett was asking to be used of the Lord, and she drew a hole in the spirit, she drew a whole power plant. You remember that? In one of her books? She drew a whole, pardon me, the conduits in the power plant. And she handed it to somebody that was building a power plant. And it was almost like the blueprints, exactly like the blueprints that they were building. And that's how that person got saved. She had no idea. She's just a preacher. No, you know, just high school education. Didn't have any idea. And she drew in the power of the Spirit. That was that which reached that the man that needed to be reached by the Holy Ghost. God has no limitations.
Amen.
We're the only ones that have limitations. So, you know, I feel like a cheerleader. Rah, rah, re, kick him in the knee, you know. We need to go. We need to go and do what God's called us to do. And God's going to give you opportunities.
Amen.
You could pass them down. You could turn them down. He'll look for somebody else. But it'll be gracious to you if you say yes. It'll be gracious to you because you'll grow in that boldness and the power. And the more power and the boldness that you move in, the more He gives you to move in. Because His power is limitless. Now, can you imagine one or two people running around Rochester like that? How about 5 or 10? How about 20 or 30? How about 300 or 400? How about?
Yes.
So there's nowhere for anyone to hide. Those who are being drawn by the Spirit are going to run into one of us one of these days.
Yes.
It's impossible not to. Just be sensitive to when God says, now speak. Don't worry about what you'll know, or I don't have my Bible with me, or I don't have some piece of paper with me. Just speak what comes out of you. The Holy Ghost knows. You'll find yourself quoting Scripture. I didn't even know I memorized that. Well, no, you didn't. The Holy Ghost speaking through you. Power of attorney. Amen?
Yes.
Have you ever had that happen? You're just talking to somebody and the Scripture will come to you and you go, I didn't remember that. It's right there. It's the power of God. Pardon me?
He said
yes.
In real life, it's power. Get the right power.
Wow. That's good. That's good stuff. Plug into our own power. We rely on ourselves. We think that we've got something up on God, you know. Remember that God is consistently the most powerful. Consistently, He's Lord. He's not running for office to be Lord. We built ourselves up. That's good. You try to plug into your own power. I don't have anything unless, in fact, Jesus said I can't do anything unless He does. Without me, you can do nothing. Praise God. Didn't have to teach about the baptism. We're all baptized in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit all the time. Pray in the Spirit when you come in here. God took us to a level on Sunday that we just started to touch. And as you come on Sunday morning, just start believing God to go to that next level.
Amen.
And then the next level. Don't be afraid. It's not going to get wacky. At least, not in the world wacky. God's a gentleman. But He's going to do some things because we need to see some people set free. There's some people not here tonight that need set free in the Holy Ghost. And they need set free delivered. So what deliverance ministry? Amen? So we're going to be talking about that next week. Invite somebody that needs to hear about deliverance and how we can be set free. It's not Hollywood deliverance. It's Holy Ghost deliverance. How many know we can be delivered singing, praying, worshiping, reading? Deliverance can be all kinds of levels. We're not talking about, you know, we'll get to that. We'll have those times when they'll come in off the street and really need demons cast out of them. But something that's oppressing us, something that's overcoming us, that we need to be set free. I'm going to get very detailed next week about that. So, praise God. The Holy Ghost, man, let the Holy Spirit have His way. He's not the redheaded stepchild of the Trinity. He's God.
Amen.
He's God. He's got so much power. Father, thank You for Your Holy Spirit. Thank You for Your Holy Spirit and the testimonies tonight and the word that came forth tonight from this body. Lord, we ask that You join our hearts together, that one big, powerful move of God might come out of here, Lord, might come out of this group of people, Lord. Father, for we're candidates for your glory. God, you gave us this building and this property and this place. And Lord, you caused your light to shine forth from us and can corporately from us. And so use us, God, in this moment in history. New Life says use us, God. Use the building, use the property, use the morning services, the Wednesday night service. Use us, Father. But Lord, more importantly, use us as we leave this place, as we go out into our mission field, God. Stir within us that same power that we sense tonight as we're together. For it's always with us. You're always with us, Holy Spirit. The personage of God lives inside of us. It's not a feeling. It's not just a surge of power. It's a being. He is a being, the Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you and we give you that first place in our lives. We declare you Lord over our lives again, anew and afresh. Fill us to overflowing once again, God. O Holy Spirit of God. Praise you, magnify you, worship you, and honor you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 See you Sunday.